My name is Mei Ling Ng, and I'm an installation artist and an urban farmer. One of my missions is to grow healthier food to those really in need. This 19th and Fifth Water location for my new project is, to tell the truth, every time I walk by this space, I was like, oh, how nice if I can transform this space into a food forest, growing food and fruits, growing vegetables, all kind of things. That's where my title always call it, Grow Food Where You Live. That's exactly explain most of my project, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. I came here for my continued study at the Art Institute of Philadelphia. I worked with a multimedia company for 5 years. In between that, I met my husband, and after that, I got married. I was originally from Singapore. Like I used to grow up in a village where my mom used to own 5 acre orchids farming. I learned a lot from my mom about growing plants, and we also have our own farm. That's how we live in a village before. Everyone growing their own food and vegetable to sustain each family. The village is no longer there. After the military took over our village to build air base, the whole village, especially the close by neighbors, were mostly moved to the apartment flat. Most of them would not want to move because their whole life is doing farming. My mom, of course, missed a lot of the farming part. She was doing this all her life. Some of my neighbors live across us, our apartment. They purposely pick apartment that we could live together again, like next door neighbors. Isn't that cute? We're so happy because, yay, at least we won't feel so sad. Our neighbors and my mom will incorporate a lot of planting in small space, see? Singapore also have community gardens. Like my mom now is very happy to be involved in one of the community gardens. And we will basically talk over the phone, exchanging ideas, new plant that I never grow before. She will tell me how to grow it here. I'll tell her how to grow something that she never grew before. I was so connected to her, even though we're so far away. But we're doing the thing that is connected inside us spiritually and emotionally. And I didn't even know I got it from her until now. Now when I heard that she was so involved, the little community garden, she always share her food, her growing, her vegetable to her neighbors, to whoever need it. At Union Baptist Church. The church have a soup kitchen. That's always my passion, providing fresh food to the needy and the homeless. My hope is to grow enough vegetable and fresh food back to their soup kitchen, and they were able to cook and serve it to their guests that come. That's just one of the mission. The other mission, we're gonna intend to include a lot of programs that will involve the whole neighborhoods, residents, the community, and anyone who are interested to be part of this project.